Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Yeah. Civil Dispatch is a protocol, and you're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to your mobile phone via text. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. And with this, you can plan out everything you got going on during the day. But what sets them apart from the rest of this type of protocol is what it's going to do for you unbidden based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for, that is just designed to catch you by off guard. Terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter. They're going to let you know about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. One of the things that the citizen disarmament complex likes to likes to perpetuate is that if there's a bad guy who's engaged by a good guy, when the police show up, you've got a three-way shoot fest. Well, of course, since that's never happened, but you got to have something relatively recent to resonate with them. So as I tell you about this, you're going to note that the oft-repeated claim made by the citizen control cult about what would happen when the concealed carrier, the bad guy, the unarmed citizens and cops, when they all converge, well, what they say is going to happen isn't going to happen. Because in this particular instance, neither of the lawful concealed carriers shot each other. Neither of the lawful concealed carriers shot innocent bystanders. The good guys with guns stopped the bad guy from committing a murder, and perhaps a triple murder followed by a suicide. Responding off-duty officer in street clothes and on-duty uniform officers who were first responders did not get into a gunfight with the concealed carry permit holders. They've always promised, the gun grabbers have always promised, that there's going to be a massacre when these three groups converge. This was the perfect storm where all of those elements came together and only the bad guy died. Corporal Patricia Sullivan said Monday that 34-year-old Fadi Condil was killed in a shooting outside Central Mall, and 27-year-old Grayson Herrera was wounded. Police said Condil approached his estranged wife, Tabitha Condil, 31, who was with two men, 27-year-old Dustin O'Connor and 23-year-old Grayson Herrera. Herrera and the other man also pulled out handguns, and the three exchanged gunfire, with Condil and Herrera being hit. No charges have been filed against the two men. Authorities believe the shooting was in self-defense. There was no history among the three men. Sort of like they don't understand concealed carriers or police. And given all the things I talk about when police just, you know, fire 377 rounds into a car, I guess maybe you could say who can blame them, but, you know, reality is a whole different thing altogether. They don't understand the people who carry guns, cops, or concealed carriers any better than they understand the shoulder thingy that goes up, I guess. In other self-defense news, in Vance County, North Carolina, a man was at home when somebody decided to invade his house with a 9mm handgun. Jonathan Hayes said he was sleeping at his home around 9:45 a.m. when someone kicked in the door. When the intruder saw Mr. Hayes, he fired a 9mm handgun but missed. Hayes said he returned fire with an AR-15 rifle and struck the intruder in the stomach. The intruder ran out of the house and collapsed down the street. Hayes said someone in a nearby car was arrested and the intruder was last listed in critical condition. To give you Hayes' perspective, I heard the loud bang in the laundry room area. Someone kicked in the door. I grabbed the AR-15 rifle he kept under the bed. I crouched down, grabbed the firearm, and was walking up the hallway. As soon as I poked my head around the corner, I saw a tall male standing there with a gun. The intruder probably didn't think he was at home. He shot first, I shot second, he missed, and I reckon I connected. Somebody used the weapon of war for self-defense. Here's something that they don't ever consider when they're calling this a weapon of war. It's easier to get hits in a high-stress situation with a rifle than it's going to be with a handgun. And from a ballistic perspective, you got more pop when you're firing with a rifle than you do with a pistol. When it's used with standard M193 style ball or hollow point or other frangible loads in particular, the AR-15 is an incredibly effective home defense firearm. Because of its modularity, it's arguably the most effective arm for the widest number of shooters across the widest range of conditions. You got low recoil. You got a lower risk of over-penetration when you use frangible, fragmenting, hollow point ammunition. A high degree of control. Practical accuracy under stress more than a pistol. Much greater ammunition capacity. You know, those high caps, those high capacity mags. And has a practical, their effective range is at about 300 plus yards. If the defender faces incoming fire from an accomplice outside the home, such as the getaway car driver that they arrested. Now, he's not the first person to find out how effective it is. And since it's the most popular rifle in the U.S., I mean, we know they've been used before. They will be used again. We know they've been used before, and we know they will be used again. Coming up on the first break, the Lock and Load Battle Comp promo. I've got 14 left. This is truly a unique situation to be in if you're looking at something like that to go on your rifle. $100 donation, tax deductible donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. You know, the agent that was killed with a Fast and Furious gun. Send me the receipt to bill@lockandloadradio.com, along with your address and which battle comp you want. I send that to Battle Comp. You get a Battle Comp that has my logo on it, not the Battle Comp one. Since there's been a lull in activity on this, we're about to expose this in other forums, and I think when we do that, they're going to go away quick. So we haven't done it yet. Me and Battle Comp, we're talking about it. We've got 14 of them. And, this is a chance to get a good piece of kit for nothing. It will truly change the characteristic of your firearm. And if you're going to use an AR-15 for home defense, like Mr. Hayes did in North Carolina, this is the perfect piece to add to it. This makes it stay on target and brings out all the best qualities of that AR you may be running, or that AK, or that 300 blackout, or that 308, or whatever you're running. It brings out all the best qualities. You're going to notice that I'm paying a lot of attention to Hillary Clinton because she is the presumptive so-called nominee for the Democratic Party in 2016. And we're going to make sure that we review everything about Hillary, because if you think Obama's bad, Hillary's got other ideas altogether. She thinks as smart as Obama thinks he is, Hillary thinks she's smarter. That coming up when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas... Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. At one point in the storied history of South Carolina, our senators combined in age was around 170 years old, the two senators we had. We had Strom Thurmond, who made it to 100, and we had Fritz Hollings, who was the junior senator in his 70s. One time Fritz got out there and said, Ernest Fritz Hollings, he got out there and said, you know, the problem out there is there's too much consuming going on out there. Well, channeling him the other day, Hillary Clinton got out there and said, The problem is that there's too many law-abiding, fully validated, fully vetted, you know, all in the up and up, all good to go gun owners out there carrying guns today. And now I'm paraphrasing her exact words. I think, again, we're out of balance. We've got to rein in what has become almost an article of faith that almost anybody can have a gun anywhere at any time. And I don't believe that is in the best interest of the vast majority of people. This was at the National Council for Behavioral Health. So if you believe in liberty and freedom from tyranny, that's something that needs to be reined in. If you're one of the law-abiding concealed carry holders out there that are so law-abiding that, I mean, you're model citizens, it's been proven everywhere where they've looked at it, that needs to be reined in. Which is interesting. So here's, let's do some greatest hits of Hillary Clinton when it comes to guns, shall we? One of her first actions as Secretary of State was go to Mexico and proclaim falsely that 90% of the guns used in drug crimes south of the border come from the United States. Now that was promptly debunked, but even to this day, Obama, Clinton, and Kerry continue to use it. Her willingness to tout falsified stats, for me, rendered her posture to be suspect, along with the administration's. When Operation Fast and Furious was uncovered, and it became widely known that the Obama administration had walked guns by the hundreds, by the thousands, into the hands of cartel criminals, while at the same time signing the Arms Trade Treaty, by the way, which is supposed to keep that kind of thing from happening. The other thing they did, the other egregious part of Fast and Furious, they never coordinated the operation with the Mexicans. And the Mexicans didn't know there were guns coming in there, and all of a sudden they're showing up. Naturally, Fast and Furious focused on the Justice Department, which ran the operation. When Obama invoked executive privilege, that sort of hit a wall. But in October of 2011, she did testify before the House on at least some of what the State Department knew about Fast and Furious. If State Department knew, if the Justice Department knew, that's the executive branch. They committed murder. They are accessories to murder. They are the straw purchaser. They enabled all the straw purchasers. They greenlit them. They're good to go. Off they go. And in the meantime, they signed the Arms Trade Treaty. They signed the Arms Trade Treaty. They're out there. They're out there running guns to the Mexican Sinaloa cartel, and they're running guns to the Syrians and the Libyans too. The CIA's doing that, and they signed the Arms Trade Treaty. Speaking of the Arms Trade Treaty, another major issue from her tenure at Foggy Bottom was, of course, the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which was intended to restrict the flow of small arms throughout the world within nations as well as across borders. Sort of violated that while we were signing it, didn't we? Hillary and Obama were credited with resurrecting the dormant treaty at the UN in 2009. It's been around for a while. And it's only been since Obama got into office that they offered backing to relaunch the effort, as long as the basis for moving forward was consensus by all parties. The treaty's fortunes were coming to a head in the summer of 2012, right before election time. How inconvenient. Not good timing politically. With the Senate urging Obama against any agreement, he and Hillary decided to stall the treaty until after the election. So Hillary got to dodge that bullet. Kerry was sitting at the helm of the State Department when that was signed. He signed it. Not to say that she wouldn't have signed it if she'd been in place. She would have signed it with a flourish. There will be other things that will come up as time goes on. I just don't want to spend a lot of time with Hillary because she's a liar. She is a liar. When you get out there and you're touting false stats as a means to push an agenda, that is malfeasance of the worst kind. It is malfeasance of the worst kind. So don't, if you see her photograph with a shotgun in her hands and she's got a, you know, one of those grins on her face, don't go by that. She's not a moderate. She's not even a moderate. Which, if somebody comes to me and says, well, you know, I'm not extreme one way or the other, I'm moderate. Oh, okay, so you're sitting on the fence. So, if she ends up with the nomination in 2016, she will play to the middle. And she's going to claim that she's a believer in the Second Amendment. But she's not. She doesn't even believe in law-abiding citizens being allowed to carry guns. Which is a stupid snafu on her part. But at the same time, it's also, it doesn't matter what she believes. We didn't get this from the United States. We got this from God. Veto that one. But, you know, this is something she could cite if she wanted to. In Minneapolis Tuesday, they executed a high-risk traffic stop to detain a motorist who allegedly brandished a gun at another driver. Road rage. It began about 6:40 a.m. in Brooklyn Park, where a motorist called police to report that another driver was displaying a gun. The cops finally caught up with that irresponsible gun-owning motorist, shutting down half of I-94 in Minneapolis for safety while they made their arrest. And you see, this is why civilians can't be trusted with guns. They just don't have the training or the capacity to handle the responsibility. How many times does that point have to be made? Wait a minute. State Patrol took the man with the gun into custody. He was questioned and released after officers learned he was an ATF agent who was carrying proper credentials. According to the StarTribune.com story, Minnesota law prevents the release of his name as it would blow his cover. Strangely, the Strib article makes no mention of any charges that were filed against the angry agent. But don't worry. It's under investigation, so it all should be good. Are they saying that an ATF agent gave way to anger in a moment of driving and pulled out his gun and pointed it at somebody? Is that what they're saying? But they tell me that I'm the irresponsible one, and I never do that. And he's supposed to be the responsible one. He has the training and the capacity and the responsibility. When something like that happens, if you didn't already know this, this simply reveals that law enforcement people are just people. They're not special people. They're not superhuman people. They're just people. And if you're a person with a badge that's supposed to be setting an example, the example to set is not one where somebody cuts you off and you pull a gun on them so they can see it. To get your jollies. That's just not the way to go. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Pudia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. It says a lot about somebody with whatever action they're going to take. For example, the anomalous spree shooter that goes in. That tells you something about him, that he is prepared to do a lot of really bad things in the name of just making a name for himself. I talked yesterday about the Washington Post reprinting the North Korean editorial, saying that's the way we need to go. So I think it says a lot about anti-gunners that they like the laws of other countries more than those of the United States. And there's a new book coming out, the foreword of which was written by Michael Bloomberg, probably because the book was probably paid for by Michael Bloomberg, and which was edited by anti-gun researchers Daniel Webster and John Vernick from the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University, that encourages the states to adopt gun control restrictions that have been imposed in Australia, Brazil, and the United Kingdom. The book, titled Reducing Gun Violence in America, I like that because gun violence is reducing itself. It's half what it was 20 years ago, and we got to have a book to tell us how to do it when we didn't have anything happening other than good law-abiding people getting guns. The book extols the supposed virtues of Australia's 1996 law banning automatic and semi-automatic long guns, as well as their destruction of between 1 million and 3 million firearms that were owned by the Australian people. It boasts that since the gun ban imposed after the terrible Port Arthur shooting, Australia has not had a similar crime, and its firearm death rate has decreased. Similarly, they boast about the Brazil firearm-related death rate dropped 13% since its 2003 law banning guns above 38 caliber, prohibiting gun purchases by anyone under age 25, and requiring gun buyers to pass psychological exams. Now, for the record, Australia had no other crime on the Port Arthur scale prior to its 1996 gun ban. Port Arthur, like all of those types of shootings, was an anomaly. Since the ban has been enacted, it has experienced several horrific mass murders related to arson. Does that make it any worse than if it was done with a gun? Do those people wish they'd been shot? Do the families wish they'd been shot? Also coinciding with the Australian and Brazilian trends, the U.S. firearm murder rate has decreased significantly as the number of privately owned firearms has increased by over 100 million. Of course, Britain has the highest violent crime rate of anywhere in the industrialized world. As if somehow being industrialized makes you more modern. As if somehow the difference between living in a cave and working on an assembly line makes you more enlightened for some reason. I never do get that. But incidentally, the Library of Congress, whom I trust to be more reliable because they're just about the data. And I trust them more than Bloomberg or Webster or Vernick and any other anti-gun featured in their book, studied the gun laws of foreign countries 20 years ago and concluded that in none of those countries did gun control reduce crime. It just changes it. It doesn't reduce it. Back in the day, around about the time that Miami Vice was popular, there was a company called Daytonics, and they made a brand of 1911 type pistols that were supposedly very good. I never have owned one. I've never shot one. And then they went away. Now enter a company called Daytonics Defense. And they have taken, and this is all based upon a scientific survey they did, they've taken a 1911 top end with a modular frame and grip, inspired by but very improved upon of the Browning High Power. And it's a very curious looking beast. It looks like it might be a double stack. It's called the STX. It's a striker fire based pistol combining many of the aspects of the 1911 and the High Power. Now that in and of itself is pretty interesting. It looks like the futuristic cousin of the 1911. But they based the design of this thing. Somebody in the chat room has shot one. That's pretty cool. They based the design of this thing on something they call combat human factors, which is very interesting. It's a subfield of study that examines human capability and human limitations in battle, or more specifically, a firefight. It's the study of everything I just said in a time-compressed environment. That's their big speak for that. The two tactical fields combat human factors is most often related to is close quarter battle and combat tactical aviation. In these two fields, high risk is measured as an imminent jeopardy of death, and the time to respond is compressed. In other words, you got to be thinking fast. This combination of high risk and time-compressed environment triggers a mass discharge of the sympathetic nervous system. Scientists dating back to Harvard's preeminent Walter Cannon is credited as one of the first scientists to realize a mass discharge triggers manifestations that are unique. Pupil dilation, body orientation, realignment of the joints, the release of stress hormones are all subsequent to SNS mass discharge. And it has been long studied as a subconscious phenomenon that is automatic and uncontrollable. So in other words, when you get into a gunfight, if you're, you know, this is going to happen to you and there's no way to beat this. So the science goes. In combat, SNS is responsible for the loss of higher brain functions, such as reason, logic, common sense, computation, and the loss of precision motor skills. It's also the reason for specific types of accidental discharges and why an officer, soldier, or special missions operator can miss a close-quarter target within an hour, producing a high qualification score. Now, the reason they designed this weapon the way they did it was to optimize your physical attributes when it, to help you attain accuracy with this firearm when you're in the middle of an SNS situation. One of the things they did was they studied how long it takes an assailant criminal to raise and fire a weapon. That answer is 0.370 milliseconds, or just shy of 0.4 of a second from the side of the leg, which is the number one killer of law enforcement officers. Then they asked, how long does it take an officer to raise and fire a weapon with terminal accuracy? 2.26 seconds from a level 2 holster. Then they studied the U.S. Army's anthropometric hand size requirements that specifically detail the average length of the trigger finger to the average length of the gripping fingers, the average width of the hand, and the average length of the thumb. They did this for 4 years. They contrasted their anthropometric data with their own research and then began designing a weapon that merged all of the grip ergonomics with guidance from elite armors and weapon designs. Their emphasis was on time, so they knew they had to start with grip geometries that would reduce the shooter's ability to index the Daytonic weapons without the fiddle adjustments during the gripping action, draw, or point of aim. The gun has no safeties. It has no hammers. Then they identified the hand grip point of index, which is why most handguns shoot low. They spent some time on this gun, and it is a interesting looking piece. I have to give that to them. It looks like it may be part polymer. It has a rail. It looks the top slide, even down to the point of not having the external extractor on it, looks pure 1911. It has a bushing like a 1911. And then when you go lower than that, then it starts to change. Interesting stuff. I'll have to try to find one of those and try one out. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, this
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at AdamsArms.net. Adams Arms. Precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
As we get ready to head into the second hour, one thing I didn't mention that I should have mentioned early on, today we're supposed to have Colio Noir on, and of course, they lost one of his episodes of his new show, so he has to refilm it today, so he will not be here with us today. He did indicate to me that he wants to reschedule, and he will be back another time. Of course, Colio is hard to track down now. In Guam, one of the U.S. territories, their Senate passed a bill by a 13-2 vote Friday where they're going to adopt shall issue. The bill would require local police to grant qualified candidates who apply a permit for a permit to carry a firearm for self-defense. Currently, they only issue permits at the discretion of the chief and commonly denies most with fewer than 50 legal concealed carry permits issued per year across the territory. Senator Tony Ada, Republican, the bill's sponsor, said this allows those who wish to have protection and who are willing to sacrifice for a concealed license to be able to get one, which I don't know exactly what their qualifications are that they have to sacrifice. Their bill 296-32 will remove the restrictive extreme cause language from the territory's laws that currently restricts permits from otherwise deserving applicants who cannot show that their life is in immediate danger. The bill would require the chief of the Guam Police Department to issue permits to any resident applicant who is over 21, can satisfy a background check, and desires a legal means of carrying a firearm for self-defense. The only lawmakers casting no votes were Democrats. Speaker Judith Juan Pat and Vice Speaker Benjamin Cruz. The legislation has the extensive support of the Guam Sports Shooting Federation and the Guam Gun Owners Association. Kenneth Gibbons, the president of the GGOA, said this is a great day for those of us that support the Second Amendment. Like many states that have passed shall issue laws, we expect to see a dramatic decrease in crime over time. It was unfortunate that for many years the ability of the people of Guam to legally carry a firearm concealed was resting on the decision of the chief of police. During debate, the bill's sponsor argued that recent federal court decisions, such as the Peruta case in California and the follow-on Richards and Baker cases, would soon make Guam's May issue law obsolete. Guam, California, and Hawaii all fall under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. That's interesting, isn't it? Attorney Chuck Michael said, generally it is encouraging to see that more of the last few previously reluctant jurisdictions are finally recognizing that the right to self-defense does not end at one's doorstep. However, Mr. Michael gave a word of caution saying, but we need to keep an eye on how they implement this plan to make certain the Guam citizens' Second Amendment rights are fully respected. Their shall issue legislation is now on the governor's desk. He has 10 days to sign it or veto. If no action is taken, it passes into law automatically. And that is interesting. In the chat room, we are talking about the fact right now that according to Representative Hank Johnson out of Georgia, Guam should have tipped over by now. I like it when a political candidate gets out there and goes extreme when it comes to the Second Amendment. One such person is Charlotte Lane. She's running for West Virginia's 2nd Congressional District seat. And Monday, she gave an affirmative answer to a question that most people sort of raised their eyebrows at. She was on the Hoppy Kercheval Talk Line radio show. Kercheval started with the more general question of what the Second Amendment means to her. From the Morgan County USA News blog, the Second Amendment means that we have a right to bear arms. I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I am a member of the NRA. And I will not do anything that will diminish the Second Amendment protections that we have under the Constitution. Pretty much basic stuff, you know, boilerplate, as they call it in the political game, especially for a West Virginian Republican. But then Kercheval asked her about the limits of the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed, I guess, was a little too ambiguous for him. And to Lane's credit, she answered that she was not aware of any. Nailed it. Nailed it. So this set up Mr. Kercheval's next question, or as I like to call him, Hoppy. He then asked, so I could have a bazooka? And Lane answered matter-of-factly, yes. Kercheval later defended that line of inquiry is not a trick question, and that's fine. People running for political office should be asked specific, tough questions about the policies they would attempt to advance while in office. He also made it clear that he disagreed. And he went, you know, I'm so tired of the fire in a crowded theater thing. But he points out there's limitations of free speech, same way with the Second Amendment. And I guess it must be true. I guess we can suppose that. They would probably also be unpleasant consequences for anyone who falsely yelled fire in a crowded gun show and caused a dangerous panic. He went on to cite Scalia's declaration in July 2012 on Fox News that the rights protected by the Second Amendment are not without limits, although Scalia at the time indicated it will have to be decided if private citizens' right to own manned portable anti-aircraft missiles is constitutionally guaranteed. And we shouldn't be surprised by this, because this guy's obviously one of these citizen disarmament zealots. But let's think about that, shall we? His nonchalant suggestion that private citizens could legally carry rocket launchers as long as they're handheld suggests just how willing he is to protect an armed nation. And now we're talking about Scalia. Now, what you'll hear from the citizen disarmament group is this originalism is a dangerous distortion of 21st century reality. There's no conceivable way to apply the Founding Fathers' understanding of a well-regulated militia armed with the slow-to-load, hard-to-aim muskets to today's weapons technology. Arguably, the full extent of alleged gunman James Holmes' munitions could have easily decimated an entire brigade of musketeers before they'd even loaded their first ball into the barrel. Now, as far as missiles and bazookas are concerned, let's go back a bit. Let's roll back. Tiananmen Square. When you had a column of tanks rolling on unarmed students. Now, they don't use bazookas in the communist countries. They use RPGs. And if we're supposed to be able to face our government, and just extrapolate with me here, just roll with me on this, okay? If we're supposed to be able to face our government, shouldn't we have? You know, right now from the National Guard units, they're taking all aircraft. All the Blackhawks, all the Apaches. Should we have MRAPs? Should we have AH-64s? Hellfire missiles? If we're supposed to be able to face our government, we should have them. If Charlotte Lane is elected, she's unlikely to succeed in making anti-armor rocket launchers more available easily. And apparently, since Leland Yee's out of the business of distributing them illegally, it may even be a tougher haul. But we're not immune to our own Tiananmen Square. Let's go into the second hour. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.